subradi bradon de bele credia ni bradon ha padin gran badi kate lemra non tra pale dentre che ne ni ali bradi de che ne ni ala bradi na si ali ne mere ni ali ba na crene ni ali de bradoni e cremeri ali brato sa padin gara satini ne ke ne ala balati continue to bless it bro. Continue to bless those areas. Continue to bless your land. Continue to bless your businesses. You have been blessed. You have become a blessing. Now bless. Legezi bride kanimano sebrende rekani ale gredia iele kasuala elene ne keribradu sebrederia la balos peria de kani ale teria gaga egere gere 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 keseria le graduse ele grande la kanine arama lo sabrande lemranu na manene ne kenieni ala kasire ndere kiana tona iremioni ana prena da vale creteria la kasia satune bele kiana toka egege dikere kala galu kala 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 leke dire kederia la kradi kasota e gana maluse pre ele brandere kania lo pratere kenia la Ya Kradika, Igezizere Meleterimana or Amali Credesiano, Malatica, Lemeno, Nanabalendre, Rekiani, Malekesiando, Ramani Bredediadi, Egarabali, Endrekenia, the Gradusa Brandi, Rekinia, Laconia, Namalate, Lagerine, Kerimenia, Kazuzan Bradi, Bredekedia, La Gradica Ranga. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Usebida exalted in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so, Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and adoration. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you speak to us today, even as we go in your word, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God that resides in us, we ask that you manifest yourself to us today, in the name of Jesus. We ask for more understanding in your word, in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hello and good evening to you. I want to believe we had quite a wonderful week and a wonderful day so far. Today we want to look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I discovered earlier when I was yet to be baptized, I used to hear folks around talk about the Holy Spirit. I used to hear a lot of people talk about the Holy Spirit. I remember there was a young pastor that used to minister to me when I was a child. He was a young pastor just about my age. I was attending the Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministries then, Southwest Region 2. He happened to be just one brother that was available and around at the time. And I had a lot of people ministering to me when I was a kid. I mean, a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses used to come and go, and then many other people, but this particular person stood out. And he stood out for one reason. He could tell when I was lying. I would get it now. He could tell if I was lying. I mean, I practically always had to come out before him because he could always tell if I was lying. He was telling me about some of the challenges that I would face as a young man. He was telling me about things that would happen 2 years after I admit it, that you face challenges when it comes to the issue of ladies. You have to be careful with this. You have to be careful with that. And it just stood out for me. And then I began to think about these things. And the only real response he gave me was that he was able to tell me all of these things, was able to share all of these things with me because of someone he called the Holy Spirit. And as a boy that was raised in the church, that was born in the church, I was, it's almost as if I've not heard about the Holy Spirit. I mean, I've heard about the Holy Spirit a lot of times, but not in that manner. Not in the way this young man spoke about him. Not just spoke about him, not in the way this young man manifested the Holy Spirit. So that piqued my interest. But I was not baptized until about 10 years later. I mean, until about 7 years later, thereabout. Now, when I received the Holy Spirit, I thought that the only reason is just to pray in the Spirit. And so there are many people today that think that we receive the Holy Spirit just so we can pray in the Spirit. Just so we can pray in the Spirit. And so today we want to look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That if God allows a partaker of his nature, I mean, a thought part of the Trinity to stay on earth with us. Surely it can't be just to pray in the spirit. Definitely it can't just be so that you can pray in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, if you do not know the purpose of the Holy Spirit, you are going to abuse it. When the purpose of a thing is not known, when the purpose of a person is not known, abuse is inevitable. And so we have many people in the fold today abusing the Holy Spirit. Many people in the fold today abusing the manifestations of the Spirit of God. So let's begin to settle some things now. Praise God. That one, you did not receive the Holy Spirit just so you can pray in tongues. In fact, praying in tongues is merely the initial evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, listen to me. That you did not pray in tongues when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost did not mean you did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are we together now? The baptism is by faith. Evidence or no evidence. If you believe in your heart that you have received the Holy Ghost and you are born of God, you have received the Holy Ghost. Evidence or no, the evidence comes after. So if you can have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you without being able to pray in the Spirit, it simply means you have not been able to yield yet. Anyway, now, if you can have the Holy Ghost in you without you being able to pray in the Spirit, surely the Holy Spirit is not in you just so you can pray in the Spirit. So why then did you receive the Holy Spirit? John chapter 16. I mean, John chapter 14, rather. I'll read all scripture from my end to avoid interruptions. John chapter 14, from verse 11. Now, this is the Lord Jesus speaking here. And one thing I love about the Lord Jesus is that when he speaks about the mission or the task that he has given to someone, or the task that he has come to do, or the task that someone is about to do, is as explicit and clear as possible. Speaking about his own mission, he said, the reason I came is not for sin. In John chapter 10, verse 10, I did not come for your sins. I came so that you may have life. And that you may have it abundantly. It was very clear. I came so that you may have life. And that you might have it abundantly. Now, he's being clear now about the Holy Spirit. He said what he has to say. He said, believe me that I am in the Father. And the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Believe me, for I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Okay, so if you can't believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, believe at least for the very works that you can see. Now it says, truly, truly, I say to you, he that believeth on me. Now hear this. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. Hear this. He says, the reason that this person is going to do these works is because I go to my Father. Now, we just take this scripture and say, the Lord Jesus has promised me that I'm going to do greater works. We're not trying to understand what he said. He said, the reason you are going to do this is because I am going to my Father. Now, there is a consequence for him going to the Father. It is this consequence. I mean, there is something that will happen when he goes to the Father. Now, when this thing acts, then you become able to do the works that he did and greater works. Are we together now? That the reason you are going to, I like the language, because I go to my Father. Because. Talking about going to my Father again, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. He says, and I will pray the Father. See, as soon as I'm gone, I will pray the Father. As soon as I'm gone, I will pray the Father. Now, he was speaking to them when he was still on earth. He didn't pray the Father then. In fact, He didn't pray for, he didn't pray the Father when after he died. He said, as soon as I am done, I will pray the Father. And he shall give you another comforter. So this is to tell you that initially, the Lord Jesus had the ministry of a comforter when he was on earth. The Lord Jesus had the ministry of a what? Of a comforter when he was on earth. And this is the ministry that you have been called into as a believer. The ministry of a comforter. I was going to now. Because these are the works that you are expected to do, and greater works. He said, I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter. He says, and that he may abide with you forever. Verse 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, when he was speaking about the mission of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit, it was very clear about this comforter. About this comforter, rather, he said, even the Spirit of truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So he's saying, we can say, even the Spirit of Christ. Now, let's settle this now. Know this now, that the Holy Spirit does not have a name of his own. Are we together? The Holy Spirit does not have a name of his own. Holy Spirit is not a name. Are we together now? No, think about it. Is Holy Spirit a name? Eh? It is a combination of two words. The first one, holy, depicting the status of the Spirit. And the second one, spirit. So, a spirit that has a holy what? Status. And God is holy. The Lord Jesus called the Spirit of truth. If you do not forget, the Lord Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. So in essence, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ. So the Holy Spirit answers to the name of Jesus on earth. So this is important for if you want to address the Holy Spirit, you must do so in the name of Jesus. I will do it now. It says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort. Now, the Amplified Version explains the word comfort and breaks it down into five different terms. Five different ministries. Five. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. Now, the first ministry of the Comforter, according to John chapter 14 and verse 16, the first ministry of the Comforter is the ministry of a counselor. Ministry number one. I mean, office number one. Counselor. The Holy Spirit is your counselor. Now, Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of Christ, it says, I mean, by the Spirit of God, it says, they are the sons of God. That the seal of sonship is that you're a son of God. The seal of sonship is that you are led by the Spirit, right? The seal of sonship is that you are led by the Spirit. And so, the first job that is to counsel you. Now, hear this. Counsel you, not force his opinions on you. So if a believer is going to thrive, is going to succeed on the earth, You must understand that the Holy Spirit always has counsel to give regarding every issues of life. So learning to listen to this counsel. In fact, Romans 8:14 says that God expects you to live according to the counsel of the Holy Spirit. That God expects you to live according to what's going on with glow tonight. Now, I was saying that the Holy Spirit will counsel you, it will force you. Now, the word counselor, okay, comes from, we can look at it from a legal aspect. It's like your lawyer or your advisor gives you advice, legal advice, actually. So the Holy Spirit will teach you how to live according to the instructions of God. This is why, if you're going to build a firm and strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will need to build a firm and strong relationship with the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit will show you how to apply the Word of God better. It will show you the things that are not even documented in the scriptures. It will give you a better understanding. We're diverting to the office of a helper. Let's hold on. A counselor. So it gives you counsel. It gives you advice. Now listen to me. For every decision that you need to take on earth, the Holy Spirit always has counsel. In fact, most of the time, he has counsel. Let me not say always. While he might not particularly be interested in what kind of food you ate in the morning or what clothes you're putting on, you may not have to ask the Holy Spirit for that. But on certain occasions, the Holy Spirit might tell you, do this, do that. No, don't eat that food, eat this one. Because he understands better. He can see further than you can see. So if you're going to receive the counsel of the Holy Spirit, you must learn to train your spirit. Because Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27, the Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It says, it searches all the inward parts of the belly. That your spirit, that God is searching the inward part of your spirit and revealing things to you by your spirit. What this means is that God does not necessarily speak to the mind. God does not necessarily speak in the hair. God does not necessarily, send angels to you. You shouldn't wait for the spectacular ways of, getting information from God before, and I mean that, before you are led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is residing in your spirit. And so since he does not really have to relate with your mind, he relates with your spirit. He speaks to your spirit. And so many times, when you claim that you have not heard the voice of your spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit, he has been there all along, speaking to you through your conscience. Because your conscience is the voice of your spirit. To understand this better, I would recommend listening to a series on how to train the human spirit. Your conscience, if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, your conscience is the voice of your spirit. Now, if you are a believer that is trained in the Word of God, your conscience will speak by the utterance, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So if you're a believer, your conscience is the safeguard. Now, if you have not been listening to your conscience, I like to say this to you now, that you have not been listening to the Holy Spirit. I'll be frank with you now. Now, this does not mean that you can't hear the Holy Spirit speak to you directly. Yes, the Holy Spirit can speak to you directly in your ears as if someone said it right behind you. But whenever this happens, it is because he has chosen to speak to you in that manner, because that is the best way at that time that you can listen to him. Because he understands us better than we do ourselves. God can choose to speak to you through a dream, because at that time, that is the best way you can visualize what he wants you to see. God can send an angel to you because at that time you needed someone that is outside of you to speak to you. To really get what God is saying. It is as the situation demands that the counsel comes. The counsel comes as the situation demands. So to now stay and sit and wait upon the spectacular way of receiving counsel from the Holy Spirit is immaturity. I will do it now. God intends to lead you by your spirit. I'm speaking to somebody so that I can go back to your drawing board and understand how God leads the human and believers in Christ. As beautiful as prophecy is, in the New Testament, God is not leading you by prophecies. A prophet under the old covenant has more authority, so to say, than a prophet in the new covenant. Because under the old covenant, God was not residing in men. God couldn't speak to men directly. So God leads men through prophets. God leads men through priests. Most of the time when David wanted to speak to God, whatever, he will call the priest and they will bring the effort and he will speak to God through the effort. And then God will communicate back to him through the priest. Now, that was because God was an external entity under that covenant. But in this dispensation, God is in you. I was going to know. If God is in you, God is first and foremost speaking to you from your spirit. I've come to tell you today that the Holy Spirit has wise counsel for you. He knows the best business for you to venture into, even at this time. He knows the best investment you can make now. He knows the best decision you need to take at this time. That dilemma you are facing, he has the solution. As tough as things are, and for many people in Nigeria, if only believers would learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, it can guide you through and you will navigate through as if you are not living in this part of the world. I am not telling you fiction. I am telling you practical things that you can practice even now. If only you would learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I want to get it now. Can somebody say, God is in me? God is for me. God is with me. And God is leading me by spirit that is residing in my spirit. This is the first ministry of the Holy Spirit, the counselor. So instead of sitting down and getting worried, I had a response, over time, over the last few months, I have developed a response to situations. That instead of letting situations stress me out, I just look at things, I say, okay, so what do I do next? And I wait. I am waiting for what the Holy Spirit is going to say to me. Now, what do I do next? And quite a few times, I am not listening to the Holy Spirit because I had other things that came to my mind that they seemed more, exciting. And I've had to pay for it. The truth is this, that the Holy Spirit has the best counsel for you. You can't be smarter than the Spirit of God. So what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do might be too demanding for you. It might be foolishness to you. But you have the ability to, I'm saying this again so that somebody gets clear in the area of ability. You have the ability to do what the Holy Spirit is asking of you. God wouldn't ask you to do what he knows that you can't do. Then it wouldn't be God, it would be a wicked God. Then it wouldn't be God, it would be an inconsiderate God. So whatever directions you have received from the Holy Ghost in past, you can do them. You have the ability to do them. For the first year of this school, I've had to come up every Sunday trusting the Holy Spirit to speak through me because I did not know anything to say. Sincerely speaking. No matter how hard I at some point I was no longer even preparing sermons. Because I would have said, okay, so this is the Holy Spirit would have told me, okay, so this is what I want you guys to talk about today, and it will stop. So I come with the topic. I may have written a few scriptures and I've studied and I've written down a few points and all that. And by the time I come and about 2 minutes, it just takes over. Everything that I've written just gone. Don't bother. And so up till now, I am still listening to messages from previous services. Because up till now, I'm still not the one teaching. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you become subjected to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you find it easy to obey the word of God. Find it easy to obey the Spirit of God. See, you are in many distress today. I'm being honest with you. Situation has escalated before you today. You are finding yourself in a mess today. You are finding yourself in a lot of emotional turmoil today because you have not learned to listen to the Holy Spirit that is in you. If you can learn to listen to the Holy Spirit that is in you, it saves you a lot of stress. Don't forget, he said, I have sent the Comforter. So you don't know what to do. In fact, the Bible says that we don't even know how to pray. Just think about it. If you don't know how to pray to God, how would you know how to do anything? If you don't know, you are a son of God, you don't know how to pray to your Father by default. You need the Holy Spirit to help you to pray. Just think about it. What else do you think you would know how to do? Absolutely nothing. This is the first ministry of the Holy Spirit. The counsel. Number two, the helper. The second ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life is a helper. A helper. Praise God. A helper. Now, this is one step further from a counselor. The Holy Spirit is your helper. Now, a helper is someone that has come to assist you or someone assisting you in what you are doing. And this is why we need to get some things right. So when we are praying for helpers in the church, we must first have an understanding that we do not lack helpers. That we have the first and foremost helper that is living in us. The most important helper you need is in you, the Holy Spirit. I will do that now. And so if your helper knows that you need help regarding things, he is able to orchestrate help to come and meet you. He is able to coordinate help of all kind to come and meet you because he is centrally your helper. Now, when it comes to the ministry of the helper, the Holy Spirit does a lot here. He helps us to pray. He helps us to understand our identity. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The Holy Spirit helps us to do a lot of things. He helps us to study. He helps us to get our identity right. He helps us to gain understanding of the systems of God. Because there is just so little that we can do by ourselves. Praise the Lord. It says that if the Spirit, Romans 8, verse 11, it says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he said, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit. He is helping your frail body to remain strong. I was going now. Verse 13 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He is helping you to understand your identity in Christ Jesus. Bearing witness. I remember the first time I consciously, encountered the help of the Holy Spirit, consciously now. Now, I've been receiving help from the Holy Spirit all along, but this one mattered a lot because it was so clear, it was so definite, and it was so defining. Let me share what happened with us. I was in town, somewhere in Ogun State, Nigeria. I was working with an NGO at the time that was working with widows and orphans. So I went to help them. I was working with the organization, and I was in that town. I think I spent about 3 days or thereabout. And on the first day, I got there earlier than my team because they were undergraduates. Most of them were undergraduates. I was the only graduates among them. So most of them were undergraduates. So I got there ahead of the whole team. And while I was taking a stroll, trying to get dinner that evening, I saw a mad woman by the street. Now, here it is. Before then, I had had a revelation about a mad woman, and I saw in that revelation that I lay hands on the woman and she was healed. But when I saw this woman in the physical, hear me, everybody, I knew, not just, this is not something, I knew I had to lay hands on her. But fear overpowered me. Praise God. So I went by her the first time. I could literally feel the power of God coursing through my veins, and I could literally feel fear at the same time. It was so funny. It was so interesting. I walked past the first time. Now, when I was coming back, I walked past the second time. The second time was it had become so unbearable. I just walked away. And when I was going, I began to, it had never happened to me before, and I pray it will not happen to you. I began to choke on my own thoughts. I thought I was the one thinking. I did not know it was Satan that was speaking to me. That can't you see that you are a failure? Can't you see that with all of the investment that God has made upon you, you are still a failure? You don't understand. He was telling that God has called you out of wherever you came from, and he has given you the opportunity to set the bond free, and look at you messing things up. Do you think you ever amount to anything in Christ? It got to a point I had to stand by the roadside. I had to stand and touch my breath. I was not running. I was not jogging. I was walking and listening to Satan. I had run out of breath. It was so terrible. In fact, that day I understood how people can get depressed easily. I felt so terrible that I did not know what words to use again. I got to the hotel room. I couldn't even pray to God because here was this voice condemning me. And I didn't still didn't have enough courage to go back and pray for this woman. From a spiritual standpoint, I was crippled. From a physical standpoint, it felt like I was suffocating. And there, in the hotel room, on the bed, the voice first came as a whisper, a silent whisper. The righteous shall fall 7 times, but he shall rise again. It came the first time. I didn't catch it quite. I continued to choke on the thought again. It came the second time. The righteous shall fall 7 times, but he shall rise again. I didn't quite catch it this one time, but I noticed it. Then it came again. The righteous shall fall times, but he shall rise again. Now this time, I heard it loud and clear, and I began to repeat it to myself, because by then I had learned the power of confessions. So I began to repeat what the Holy Spirit told me to myself. The righteous shall fall 7 times, and he shall rise again. And I continued to confess it until I gained enough courage to now face the voice speaking to me all along. And I said, look into me, I will rise again. Now, I may have failed this time, but I didn't fail God. God is with me. And he still loves me. And that was how I was able to overcome the situation. So the next time I saw a crazy woman, this time was in Ijebode. I was just going, I think I was going for an event. And so there had been this woman by the roadside I saw her the previous day. But I think I was in the car, but I couldn't stop. So this time I was walking. In fact, this time again, we had walked past her. And my partner was like, no, she felt in her spirit that we should pray for this woman. So we went back there. And we laid hands on her. And we prayed for her. And I asked her. Everyone was looking at her. A lot of people just stood there while they were looking at us. And I asked her to go home and get some clothes for this woman. And then there where we went, we got clothes for her. She was well-dressed. We gave her food. We got her water. And she was fine. And then we left. This is what I'm saying. That the Holy Spirit is your helper. There are situations that without the help of the Holy Spirit, you can't get out of. Now, many people have become, even believers now, have become so foolish in their thinking that we are accustomed to doing things by our own strength. Now, listen to me. If your strength is all you are relying on to get things done in Christ Jesus, you will get nowhere. Because the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. It is not by power, nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. He is your helper. No wonder. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord Jesus told the apostles to wait. And I said, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Don't be witnesses yet. Wait. Then, you will receive this power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you have the ability to manifest as my witnesses everywhere. So without the help of the Holy Ghost, we can't get anything. Let's be realistic now. Without the help of the Holy Ghost, we can't get anything done. Settle this now. You need the Holy Ghost to help you. It's not just about praying in tongues. You need the Holy Spirit to help you. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in your personal life. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in your ministry. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in your business. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in the people you connect with. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in your marriage. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in your academics. He is your helper. He's my helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. We've gotten that song upside down. Because the truth is that the helper is inside of us all along. The spirit bears witness with your spirit. Praise the Lord. This is the second ministry of the Holy Spirit. He strengthens you. He helps you. Even to pray. Verse 26 of Romans chapter 8 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our failings. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our limitations. See, because as a man, you have certain things you can't do. As a man in the flesh, there are certain things that you can't just do. It does not matter whether it is God that commanded you or not. You just can't do it. But the Spirit helps our limitations. So where our strengths are failed, are we together now? Where our strengths are failed, He picks it up from there and takes us to the next level. No wonder God told Apostle Paul, or the Lord Jesus told Apostle Paul, said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Invariably, so to say that when you feel that you are weak, when you feel that you can no longer carry on, when you have reached the point of your own limitations, then the Holy Spirit is ready to help you take it from there. I go together now. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. It says, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, this is not with tongues. The Bible says, the Spirit maketh intercession for us. We must be clear about something here. Now, the scripture isn't saying that the Holy Spirit is praying on your behalf, because the Holy Spirit can't pray on your behalf. The Holy Spirit isn't going to do your praying for you, but it can help you when you are praying. It can give you utterances to pray according to the will of God. So though your understanding is limited, though you do not know what you need, though you do not know how you should pray for what you need, He is ready to give you the utterance to pray in the right manner. He's helping you. And if your situation is so palatable that you can't even pray by yourself, you need intercession. He goes to another believer that is a carrier of king and remind the believer about you and cause the believer to pray on your behalf. Now, this is the interesting part about the intercession of the Holy Spirit. We have not gone into the ministry of the intercession, but we're just mentioning now that the Holy Spirit can, listen to me, the Holy Spirit can look at you and say, you need some prayer, but you yourself are too distracted, you are too deaf to listen to Him or to pray the right way. So He can go to another person that is very active, that is very available, okay, and cause the person to pray on your behalf. Are we together now? He doesn't know what He's praying for you about. No problem. But as He's praying, results is coming for you. This is what the Bible says, that likewise the Spirit maketh to do the prayer. Cooperate with him for the intercession to be done. So every time. You fail to do so, you are failing God. You are failing the brethren. Is our helper. Can somebody say, I am helped by God? The Holy Spirit is helped. I am helped by God. I am helped by God. You will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now listen to me. Power is that we know that power is the ability to do. We already know this. The ability. So you have the task of the works ahead of you, but you need the help to get it done. So stop relying on your strength. Stop. Listen to me now. This is going to be a bit tough. But stop relying on your prayers. You just stop it. Stop relying on your prayers. Stop relying on how long you have prayed. Stop relying on your prayer bank. You know, there's this ideology that we, as believers, we have a prayer bank that we can store prayers ahead of time. Interesting that we can store prayers ahead of time. We can store prayers. Just think about that. We can store prayers when the kingdom of God that you are living is operated by understanding. And you lack understanding. What you have stored prayers against will still happen to you. That you have been praying for something for 3 years. That you have been praying against something for 3 years does not mean it will happen to you. What we guarantee that the thing does not happen to you is that you have faith that it cannot happen to you. Not that you have prayed. Are we together now? The ministry of the helper. We want to be able to touch these two ministries tonight. We still have the ministry of the intercessor or an advocate. We still have the ministry of the strengthener. We still have the ministry of the standby. We'll continue from these three ministries by the grace of God next week, Sunday. But I want you to go home today knowing fully well that the Holy Spirit is ready to give you counsel. In fact, he has been providing counsel for you into your life. And the Holy Spirit is there to help you. He's not just there to help you pray. He's there to help you to do the works. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, John 14 that we read earlier, he says, the works that I do shall he do also. Yet, greater works. The reason he's going to do this is because I go to my Father. What happens when he goes to his Father? What happens is that he will pray the Father and will send a Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good. So Jesus operated even by the help of the Holy Ghost. No wonder he was baptized. And the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove. I will do it now. You may not be able to see the Holy Spirit. You may not be able to touch him. You may not be able to taste him. You may not be able to feel him. But the Holy Spirit is in you. is more than just being there to help you pray. He is ever present, ever ready to give you help. Learn to rely on his help. Learn to rely on his counsel. You are not lazy when you are relying on the Holy Spirit to help you. Because sincerely speaking, you can't get anything done by your strength. You can't get anything done by your will. There is just so much you can do by your own willpower. Ephesians 3:20. It is now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or that there is limitations in your, there are limitations to your thinking. There are limitations to your praying. There are limitations to your experience. But the Holy Spirit can take you beyond those levels. You can see bucket. All you see is that there's no way. All you see is that there's no option. All you see is that there is no solution. But have you tried relying on the help of the Holy Ghost? And so tonight we're going to pray that Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Or shall we say, because he's already present in our lives, we'll pray instead. Or we're going to thank Father instead for the ever-present help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We now ask for the grace to be able to recognize this help. Yeah, that's much better. Because it's very important that we pray in the right way. So we're going to thank the Father now in the name of Jesus for the ever-present counsel, for the ever-present help of the Holy Ghost that is in us. Can we begin to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because the Holy Spirit is ever present in our lives. We thank you because he's ever present to help us. We thank you because he's ever present to guide us. We thank you because he's ever present to teach us. We say, we are exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost that is at work in us. We say, hallowed be thy name. We say, be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We say, take glory, Father. We say, take glory, Son. We say, take glory, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Le mari se, le niyala subrende rekenya la groni bala shotania de brende rekenya likadisa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Even as we're praying, for in Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Now we're going to pray the Father in the name of Jesus. Help us to recognize the counsel. Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us to recognize your counsel. Help us to rely on you for strength. In the name of Jesus, shall we begin to pray?